Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, the president of the Edge. We're grateful you're with us. And I'm going to turn this over very quickly, but this is a, because of my age, I can pretty well call this guy a lifelong friend and somewhat a mentor at times. We've also done a lot of ministry together. He's been on my staff. I've worked with him on his national committees. So we've just got years of relationship time, but he's a great brother, a great friend, a guy who I trust very dearly. And I'm going to turn over the executive director of the Something Center, Impact Center. In Fort Wayne. I know all his things and titles, but I'd never keep up with them. Anyway, great brother, Mick Baker. So Mick, this is your 4.5 minutes.
Gotcha. Thank you, Kevin. And I appreciate this opportunity. It's a bit intimidating knowing the group that comes in a part of these calls and the people that you've said have been associated with you related to this. It's a great group. And Skip, if he has anything that he would ever share about you, I have a lot of things on Kevin. So we can go back to that. But well, one of the things that you don't know about me, but maybe you could probably guess, is I just love sports. I've coached high school football for almost 30 years. And what I enjoy the most about coaching is the individual interaction, the personal development, the spiritual conversations, and seeing teenagers become successful, not just with the wins, but also seeing them becoming successful with their attitude, their effort, their discipline. They understand how, when and how to have fun. What I found the most rewarding is watching individuals, in this case, the athletes, but hopefully in your realm of life and hopefully with you, where we get to the place where we get it. And I know that seems like a little small phrase, but get it. It's no longer needing to motivate us or others, it's even though that's important. It's not about performing well, even though that's important. It's not even about getting awards and accolades, but, and you know, we always want to be around those kind of, it's when someone, when we get it, that we know it's not all about us anymore. And I hope you understand what that means. And it's not one of those things where we don't give ourselves personal attention and take care of ourselves, but we start getting to the point where, okay, it's not about me. It's so much more important to be about others, especially those around me. You know, in the first sentence of Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, it's not all about me. What a great line for us to remember. But when someone gets it, I believe they're a difference maker. They're a game changer. They can make they can have influence on everyone and everything around them. They see things differently. I remember a quote that I just can't forget from Abraham Lincoln that said, I don't very much like this person. I think I need to get to know them better. That's not how I look at it. I usually, if I don't like this person, I need to find a ways to avoid them. But I want to be around people that understand, like Lincoln does, maybe I need to see something a little bit different. And I'm drawn to those kind of people because they make me better. That's a part what I think is at the core of Be the Edge and what Kevin's doing and hopefully all of us are striving to do. But when someone gets it, he knows the importance of off season, you know, the preparation, the doing things that he needs to do to get himself ready. Well, we all have that in our work life. He also knows the importance of preparing others to be ready, like his teammates, but in our case, it's our coworkers. Maybe it's our family and those folks. He knows and needs to do well in the classroom and the importance of his teammates doing well in the classroom. Well, we know that too, because the importance of us having knowledge and wisdom that goes along with our positions and how we influence others is so important. And we also know that the importance of being a great decision maker at in any realm of what we're working with, again, whether it's workplace, home, church, it just helps us to be those kind of people that people are drawn to. They want to go to and ask questions because of the decision maker that they are. Each of us ourselves, often as we get it as Christ followers and leaders, that means we really get it, not fake it. Do I want to be a Christ follower because of the right reason? It makes me better, makes others better, makes the kingdom look mightier. And then to get it, we have to battle through deception, find truth, and then really make a difference. So to get it, I believe spiritually, meaning we want to every day, every moment, be sold out follower to Jesus. But here's the spiritual struggle. We also struggle because we stumble with being deceiving ourselves, deceiving others, and sometimes we're even deceived by others, and we try to deceive the Lord. In James 1:7, it says, don't become double-minded and unstable because of your doubt and lack of wisdom. In other words, we just don't get it sometimes. I'm not talking about perfection here, believing that we always have a firm hold on the truth and wisdom, but we are more fully understand the truth and we get it. We will see our lives and others' lives and the greater church produce fruit for the kingdom. Matthew 7:17 says, every good tree produces good fruit and bad trees bears bad fruit. How can we keep from bearing that bad fruit? Well, James 1:22 through 25, one of my favorite passages says this, do not merely listen to God's word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Now, there's an easy and clear way to not be a bearer of bad fruit. But anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself immediately goes away and forgets what he looks like. Well, I sometimes would like to forget what I look like too, but they are blessed when they understand the freedom, God's freedom, and they are willing to be blessed by that and do what it says. So how do we deceive ourselves? It's often because we don't want to really think about who we really are. Are we deceived by others? We don't really want to let them know who we really are. And how do we deceive God? We can't. We try and we waste our time trying. But God's truth, his word, says this. Do what it says. Simple and clear. We should all want to embrace God's word and let that truth set us free. We don't want to be trapped by deception. I believe deep in our souls, we want to get it and be Christ followers and see our lives making a difference. And we want to put others before ourselves because we know the Lord smiles on us. So when it comes to truth, we must want it, know it, and share it. James 1:6 says that if we lack truth or wisdom, we should ask God for it and believe and not doubt he wants to give it to us. So truth, as we get to understand it more, is what it is, not just what we want it to be. Because I had someone, and I'll finish with this, a good friend of mine once said something, and I said, how do you know that is true? And he said, because I made it up myself, and that was Brother Kevin. But how often do we sometimes do that spiritually or see others do that spiritually? And I would just ask that we get it and be those Christ followers that we know the Lord would smile upon.